3302 towards Clackamas Community College. When I was doing my training, someone told, well, we were told that for someone to get on board with those scooters, like, you have to fold it. I got a guy here, he doesn't have, his does not fold, so what I should do?
Alright, and this is a private scooter, because the ones that they rent, they don't fold, but this one is able to fold, but he's refusing to fold it, is that correct?
He said it's private and does not fold, and he did not care, actually.
Okay, so he's saying it does not fold. That is not ideal, but can we work with it? Is it blocking the aisle? Is he riding it up and down the aisle? Is he doing anything dangerous with it? Or can we just treat it like a ungangly, an unuseful piece of luggage, and we can just kind of keep it to the side, and he can keep it under his control? What's going on?
Yeah, it blocks a little bit, and I haven't even told him if something goes wrong, it's going to be on him.
All right, copy that. It's blocking a little bit. He's aware that he needs to keep it out of the aisle and keep it under control. Let's have you keep rolling. I'll see if there's a supervisor in the area, and if they can, they'll kind of meet up with you along the route and maybe let them know what we need to do with that scooter, okay? If he gets off, just give us a ready for service so we know that we don't need the supervisor to meet up with you.
Thanks, Dispatch.
Thank you. At 12-1.